Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
It's pandemic pandemonium. Live Day 2020 continues on The Rock. Presented by The Advocates. AdvocatesLaw.com. Now, back to the Men's Room on 99.9 KISW.
It is Live Day. What could possibly go wrong? Hashtag Live Day. If you are following us on Twitter, keep in mind the entire show today is being broadcast live at KISW.com and at KISW's Facebook page. And from both of those locations, as we've had creepy, creepy, creepy Kyle from The Advocates riding his bicycle from the beginning of the show, now some 2 hours and 23 minutes in. Ted has been watching him intently. He says he looks like he's struggling. He has gone through about 2 to 3 shirt changes. You can actually do some good. That's why Creepy Kyle's riding the bike. If you want to donate for Coats for Kids and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, do so on our Facebook page or sponsor Creepy Kyle by the mile at KISW.com. Kyle, are you able to speak at this point?
I am.
Okay, how are you feeling?
Good, I had to go run and grab some food. I'm dying.
Okay.
I think he's powering up.
Have you had to use the bathroom at all? Do you got anything rumbling in your gut? Have you had to pee? Are you hungry? What's going on?
No, I've gone through like 3 quarts of water, though.
Okay, all right. And what mile marker are you currently at now?
That's a good question. I think I'm like 33.
That's impressive.
Damn.
Wow.
Imagine where you'd be if you were riding an actual bike.
Kyle, you've only got about an hour and a half left, man. I think you can power through this. Please help Kyle and the folks at Coats for Kids out. The Washington State Council of Firefighters. Sponsor Kyle by the mile, KISW.com. You keep pedaling, man, and we'll check back in with you.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, it was he's going to ride the bike for 4 hours. And now I'm watching him. I'm like, he's really like.
He really is.
That's
man.
Intense.
That's legit. Yes. By the way, just to the bands out there, man, so far, every band that has shown up and played a song, the response has been overwhelming. So, for that song, that was beautiful.
Guitar.
That was amazing. I love that song. Mm-hmm. Why are all these songs better than the originals? Because those bands suck. And on it goes. All the musicians are fantastic. So good, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much. Ryan Castle is coming up. We will sit and spin 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. But first time for a few emails brought to you by Men's Room Red and Elysian Brewing Company because we think it's yummy.
You got me.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
How's your
our little basement?
Yeah, how's your year been going?
Oh, really bad. not a lot of live performances or singing going on.
I was gonna say that the phone's not really ringing for you guys, is it?
No.
Well, we're glad
people don't want us spewing particulates in their face.
That's a solid point. Let's get a barbershop quartet over here.
Yes, exactly. Well, we can't wait for you guys to join us for Sit and Spin coming up as well. Our question today, it has been a hell of a 2020. Tell us one good thing that's happened to you this year. And a few of the emails here, guys. My wife and I, we bought our first home and started our own small business. That's from William in Mount Vernon.
There you go. Congratulations.
Guys, my good news this year is that I'm single again. Hello, ladies. I entered an 8.5-year relationship that I was convinced would last the rest of my life, even though I haven't loved her for the last few months of it. Finally got the courage to tell her, and yeah, I wasn't perfect either, so it was best for both of us. May 2020, suck it. Here's to a better 2021. That from Brandon. Oh, let's see here, guys. What went well? Working from home since March, I've been able to save money by not commuting and not spending as much on restaurants, other things. I've had time to re-examine my life. My dog is happier. I'm making plans to get a second since I'll be working from home permanently. I guess that's the silver lining. Made progress on home projects. First Christmas gift has been sent out. Awesome. That never happens. Also, by the way, my question that I sent in for the Zoom call was, what in general is wrong with Ted? Thanks, guys. That from Jerry.
I mean, which day, Jerry?
Yeah, right.
You know, Jerry makes a good point, man. How much money have you saved just based on lifestyle, right? Because every day after the show, run and get a beer, get more takeout than average. I cannot believe how much money, and not that I've saved it, but that I just haven't spent it.
Here's a big one for you, guys. Long time no talk. The good thing that happened to me this year, I bowled my first ever 300 game play. Be well. That from Mac and Cheese Ian.
Is that
good.
Like Miles's two holes in one? Of which there is no documented evidence.
On.
Just saying.
Yeah,
I mean, people skip them off the water and get holes in one.
Yeah, I saw it on video.
Guys, I ordered my girlfriend an engagement ring in February, was scheduled to pick it up in March, but then the day I was supposed to get it, everything in New York State shut down on us. So it sat at a jewelry store for 2 months. I was finally able to get it in May, and as soon as I did, I drove 2 hours to her hometown and proposed. She said yes, and we are getting married next year.
I thought you were going to say, I got there, and she's cheating on me with another dude.
That's
I mean, I'm happy for you. I'm just saying, I thought it'd have a Shyamalan twist.
I feel like I recognize those bruises behind your knee.
That from Toby.
I would say too. I think for me, like, I've definitely talked to family members more this year.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just because you're worried about people, this and that, or you.
No, it's for sure.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a positive in 2020.
How many Zoom calls do you do on average per week? Would you say?
Probably 5 or 6.
And how many of those are you drinking?
Oh.
4 or 5?
I don't take Zoom calls before 7 p.m.
Okay, all right. So, yes, always.
I mean, look on Ted's face, like, do people Zoom sober?
Yeah, that's like work stuff, man. Now, this is fun time.
Right.
Guys, the other big thing literally happening 15 minutes ago, my mom and dad celebrated their 25th anniversary. And my dad and I worked together to find my mom in a 1964 Ford Mustang.
Oh, nice.
All original, motor, interior, dashboard, wheel covers, the whole shebang. She burst into tears when we pulled it in on the flatbed trailer. Keep up the amazing work that you guys do. Give me a number to call in sometime, and I'll share the stories with you live. That from Toby, who I believe used to listen to us at WCMF in Rochester.
Which, again, WCMF, we classy mother.
Is he eating a piece of pizza while he's riding?
Wouldn't you?
I believe that Creepy Kyle, yes, he is in bed.
Yes.
Nice. Eating a piece of pizza. Sponsor Creepy Kyle by the mile, KISW.com, as he is raising money for Coats for Kids. Kyle, you'll be happy to know you are officially 1 hour and a half, 2 hours and a half in as far as your ride to see how many
miles you can
do.
Still got 20 seconds for that to be official.
Okay. And something good in 2020, guys, I'm not pregnant. I started IVF in January, had our son December 2018. Surprise baby girl, born December 2019.
Ah, very nice. Even the kids like, now. Nah, I'm getting out now.
Yeah,
getting out
okay.
now.
As we move on to the birthday emails here, let's see what we got. Ola Dinosaurs, I've been a fan of the show ever since I turned on the radio and heard Thrill describing his first prostate exam. Since it's my birthday, could I please get
sales pitch.
Barbershop fish sandwich, that from Lee. One, two, three, four. Nope.
Barbershop.
I guess not.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, it's my boyfriend's birthday, and I'd love to give a shout-out to that big, sexy Yeti. He wouldn't let me get him anything, so I guess this is it. He would love some extremely dirty Germans. Thanks so much, guys. That from Lanny.
Hang on. Dirty Germans.
No. No dirty Germans, y'all.
Yeah, I mean we can do this. Quite frankly, we just have sex in the mud.
Okay.
But if we do it right, you won't be able to tell the mud from the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, we thought there might be some music there. We're a lot like guitars, full of strings, long necks, and holes.
Hola, Macholas, it's my birthday today. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
see, there's some music.
You start talking a little dirty.
Yeah, okay. This is the music to get you in the mood.
All right, stand by, Dirty Germans. Hola and happy live day, guys. It's my dad Todd's 55th. I want to pay him back whether your penis is too small, and the Dirty Germans with how he's going to spend the rest of the day with that hand-holding robot. With thanks from his eldest son, that would be Tanner. Your penis is too small!
Yeah, I think people have the wrong idea about this robot. The robot is not to hold your hand. The robot is a hand. It is to hold that part of you you wanted to hold.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can keep lying to ourselves and say the robot will show you how to shoot dice.
Bertellos, it's my birthday, and I would love the Dirty Germans to wish me a very happy one in Utah. Have a great live day, bitches. That from David.
Yeah, David, it is a shame that you live in Utah. It's too conservative for me to actually do what I want to do, too.
See, as you know, Utah's kind of crazy down there.
I don't know.
So I was there once with a very creepy friend of ours. This gets wild down there.
Even my condom has caffeine in it.
Hola from Mexico, bitches. I want to give a huge drunken birthday shout out to my best friend and now boyfriend, Craig, pronounced Creog. 4 years ago, he gave me a birthday shout out on the show, and Miles accidentally called me his girlfriend. It wasn't true, but it is now. Oh. And we are both so happy. Thanks for the nudge, Miles. Let's see here. Can he get you guys talking all over yourselves about taking birthday shrooms in sunny Mexico? Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Sultan's mom.
Well, you've come to the right place as far as I'm concerned. Every time I go to Mexico, I try to find something.
Don't go to prison. Give me a beer.
Do you think we could still do a barbershop face sandwich, Michael? We good to go?
Oh, yeah.
All the bitches, this is my very last minute email, but I hope it'll come through for my boys. I'm the mother of four children.
Good Lord.
I have three boys, and they all share the same birthday. Oldest is Michael. He'll be 27. And I have twin boys, Joseph and Jacob, who will be 20. They are all born in an hour and a half of each other. We are huge fans. Listen to you guys daily. How about a barbershop fish sandwich for them all? That from Rosie, the coolest mom around.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. I smell a fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning and noon.
And noon.
And night. And night.
Yeah, Bertellos, want to give a shout out to my friend Kelsey, the little sister I never wanted. She's 33, but looks like she's 21. So could the Dirty Germans explain to her why it is inappropriate to have a man remove his pants for an EKG? You guys are the best. Thanks, and keep on rocking and doing what you're doing for Live Day. That from Scott.
Yeah, I disagree with this. There's never a bad time for a man to take off his pants. This is why I'm not wearing pants now.
Yeah, so it feels like you should take off some pants for this, because you can really find out where his heart lives.
Yeah.
So you want to see some parts of him that cares about you?
Yeah, to check the pulse, you need a vein.
Guys, please wish my husband, Ian, a happy 40th birthday. We'll celebrate when we can, but know your boys and I love you, Ian. Thanks so much for working hard to provide for us. You never thought you'd make it to 40. Well, look at you go. From your super wonderful, loving, awesome wife, Shauna, I've got some men's room reds waiting for you. Could the Dirty Germans tell Ian how to celebrate his 40th birthday, Ted? His 40th birthday.
Yeah, that is quite easy. You simply need to come over to my house, drop down to your knees, and open your mouth. I will take care of the rest.
Yeah, I'd say I'm dirty, but he's married to a Shauna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's enough said, right? You know, in Germany, we have name for girls like that.
Yeah.
Oh, bitches, the Wheezy, a.k.a. Angie, is 45 today. Happy birthday to Angie. It's also Sarah's birthday from her friend Fire Nathan. And another birthday there, let's see, for the Marine Corps. Yeah, 245 years old today. Also, let's get a shot, since we were born in a bar, the Tun Tavern. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day coming up.
We got it covered, man.
In minutes, we got all that. That from the former USMC Sergeant. All right, guys, are you ready? Here you go!
Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you!
BJ.
Dirty Germans brought to you by our friends at Uli's World Famous Sausage and Men's Room Original Sausage. All right, let's see here. Still to come, the shot of the day and profile this. Uh-huh. But now it is time to sit and spin with nine songs for the end of the world performed by our barbershop quartet, the New Originals.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new tunes.
Ryan Castle, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello, what's happening, buddy?
You know, just living out my best quarantine ever here at Live Oak audio video in South Seattle.
Yes, yes, yes. How are bands hanging in there? Everybody's doing good down on your end?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a little different vibe here for Live Day this year. You know, normally we're just wasted at this point. Everybody's been hanging out since like 5 o'clock in the morning, but you know, we're being safe and people are coming in and people are going out. So really now I'm the only one that's drunk and has been to party.
Good for you.
You guys can't see me, but I think they have me on the live feed. I'm dressed for the occasion.
Is that you in the entire pandemic outfit?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
I dressed, I was told to dress for the end of the world, and one thing is for sure, I'm not leaving here with an STD tonight.
I cannot believe that you are in a full body suit. That's
right.
Amazing.
Unless it happens on this finger, because
Like you're ready to clean the pool in Caddyshack or something like that. Very good.
Yeah, I'm gonna come get the moss out of your cottage.
Okay.
All right. Jesus.
All right. So Ryan, you've got 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style today on Sit and Spin for Live Day.
Correct.
Number nine.
Give me all of your loving.
Oh, every little bit.
Give me all of your God.
Every little bit.
Every bit of your loving.
Come a little bit.
You wanna stop?
Yeah, are you getting it?
I'm a getting it.
Yeah, really getting it.
I'm a getting it.
Yeah. Come on, so, Steve.
Get it.
Fun
Armageddon. Efforts, Armageddon. It. Fun fact about that song. When that album came out, I was 10 years old, and I owned it, and I didn't know what Armageddon was at the time, so I just assumed it had something to do with the drummer's arms.
Yeah. Oh, it was going to originally be called Armageddon.
It's true story.
Oh, God.
It's true story. That's neat. They have a song about the drummer's arm.
These are 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style on Sit and Spin.
Eight. Number eight.
I see a red door and I want to make it black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see girls walking by now in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head to my darkest
wall. All right. Those guys are amazing.
We knew they'd kill it. I mean, it's probably a bad choice of words for the segment, but they are killing it.
These are 9 songs about
Stones
the
painted black.
End of the world, barbershop quartet style on Sit and Spin. We made it to number 7.
Number 7.
Fire!
Fire! To begin whipping down some of black and dizzy, yeah.
Everybody now, do we
get with the dance of the dead? Color our world black and...
Oh, man.
Yeah. When I saw that song on the list, I was like, there's no way they're going to be able to do that. Oh, and that may be the best version of Metallica's Black End I've ever heard of.
Since then, I've got 9 songs about the end of the world barbershop quartet style. We made it to number 6.
I see a bad moon rising. I see the trouble on the way. I see the crazy lightning.
I see you better times today. Don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, the new originals are killing it there. Sit and Spin, nine songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. All right, and I believe we are on number five? Number five, right?
Number five.
Five. Number five.
When I woke up this morning, this morning was a judgment day. Two thousand parties on the roof started dying down. So then I've gone to party like it's 1999.
All right.
It's 1999.
Yes, this is great. A very special Sit and Spin on Live Day. Nine songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. Now we made it to number four.
Four. Number four.
Red balloons floating in the summer air. Panic bells, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. Bar machine springs to life, opens up one's eager eye, focusing it on the sky. 99 red balloons go by. Yeah, we sing good now. 99 Decision Street, 99 ministers meet to very, very super scurry. Calls the troops out in a hurry. This is what we waited for. This is it, boys. This is war. The president is on the line. It's 99 red balloons go by.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, the dirty Germans get involved in Sit and Spin.
Yeah, Germans like the apocalypse, too.
Get out of here.
See, it's
up to
time.
Today on Sit and Spin, hashtag live day nine songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. We made it to number three.
Come on, baby, take my hand. You'll be able to fly out here. Baby, I'm your man. You will die.
Unbelievable! These are nine songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. Ryan Castle, we have made it to number two.
Number two.
We live it together, but still it's farewell. And maybe we'll come back to earth. You can tell it's the final countdown.
Yeah.
amazing.
We're getting everything here, Ryan. Okay, Sit and Spin today. 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. Guys, thanks so much to the barbershop quartet, known as the New Originals, ironically enough. We have made it to number one.
Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Oh, man. Ryan Castle, thank you guys so much. The New Originals, that was awesome. Kyle and the Dirty Germans also.
We're getting some comments. This is the hell with Nina. The Dirty Germans killed it.
Nice.
That was an awesome 99 Left Balloons. This is my new favorite cover of 99 Red Balloons. Yeah.
Ryan Castle, please send beer to us. We are so thirsty. The shout of the day is coming up.
I'm sorry. I'm running a little low here. I'll do my best.
All right. Coming up, the shout of the day, Mike Hawk with the headlines he's not working on. On Live Day 2020, the Pandemic Pandemonium Edition on 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The mighty KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle, a radio.com station. Pandemic Pandemonium, Live Day 2020, presented by the Advocates, advocatelaw.com. Now back to the men's room on 99.9 KISW.
Thank you so much, Malcolm. Yes, we are live, Live Day, hashtag Live Day 2020. Yes. And we do have the drinks and the toast coming up with a shot of the day. And your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check into Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, fellas, as we know, 2020 has been a year that is absolutely insane for the news, and so I decided to take it upon myself. You know how I like to have a little bit of fun in this segment, so I decided I'm going to have a little bit of a game with you guys. I've got a handful of news stories that have gone on throughout this entire year, but not just this year, but in years past as well, to see just how the craziness adds up with the rest of the time that we've had out here. So I'm going to put it on you guys. I'm going to give you the news story, and you have to decide, did this come from 2020, the most crazy year in the entire universe, or any years past? So here's the first headline that I've got for you. A Zamboni driver was brought into an NHL game as an emergency goalie and won the game.
That is true. 2020.
That was a true 2020. Miles, what do you think?
I think I know it happened. I think 2019.
Well, yeah, they're all true, but it's just...
I think 2019. I'm with Miles.
Ted Smith got it right. That was an actual 2020 headline right there. Okay, how about this one here? Coffee cup was left in a camera view during the final season of Game of Thrones. Did that happen in 2020 or 2019?
You want me to take this one, fellas?
Go ahead.
2019.
That was indeed 2019.
2019.
For those that actually remember.
The director's still upset about it.
He is.
Why does it seem like that was 400 years ago?
Because it was.
You remember how it was huge, March. God. That's right.
I would love to go back to the days when people were just talking about Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. So can we get back to incest?
You guys ready for this? A movie theater here in Washington State had to be evacuated when a package containing urine samples was accidentally delivered there.
God, I remember that story.
This would have to take place in the first 3 months.
I'm going to say 2019 because it makes me giggle.
I'll say 2020. We forgot.
Ted, what do you think?
I'm with Miles. 2020.
Mr. Steve the Hill Thrill is correct. That was a 2019 headline. The craziness continues. A billionaire is looking for a new girlfriend and their first date will be on the moon.
Oh, crap. I remember him, too.
What's that? 2020.
2020. Ted, what do you think?
2020.
A 2020. Mr. Hill.
Yeah, this year, 2020.
You guys are absolutely correct. That was an early 2020 story. Very good. Okay.
Did he find a girlfriend? Do we remember the follow-up to that?
We never did get a follow-up to that.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, honestly,
yeah. Geez. What a great place to isolate, though. That'd be awesome.
Well, they canceled all the trips to the moon.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, we had tickets, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy. Was that here in 2020 or was that in 2019? Ted's like, I remember this happening, too. Doggone it.
I know. I remember all these stories, but 2019.
Miles, what do you think?
2019,
Ted.
All right, just to be different, I'll say 2020.
It was actually a 2020 headline. Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy. KFC has collaborated with Crocs to make a chicken-scented croc with drumsticks on top. Did this abomination come from 2020 or 2019?
Thank you for calling it an abomination.
They sold out.
I know, which is what makes it worse.
You guys remember them? They were white. They had the red stripes on it. They had chicken on it.
I can see them right now.
I guess 2019 only because I feel like they were hoping you'd buy them as a Christmas gift for someone or something. Right?
Yeah, good call. I'll say 2019.
Miles, you were saying 2019?
2020.
That was a 2020 headline that they collaborated with Crocs. You guys remembering all these stories here. Pat Sajak, as you remember, had to have emergency surgery, and Vanna White had to step in as the host of Wheel of Fortune. Was that here in 2020 or was that in 2019?
2020.
Pretty sure it was, yeah.
That was a 2019 headline. We lost Pat Sajak last year. All right, here.
Temporarily.
Right. What?
Temporarily.
Oh, yeah. He's fine. Sorry about that. We lost him as the host for a quick moment as he had, like, gastric surgery or something like that.
he was a scare. But.
Crazy.
Right? Especially with this year. Doggone it. Okay, you guys might remember this one. A woman admitted to watering a perfect plant for 2 years before she realized that it was fake. She was flaunting about her green thumb, and she had this thing down, and it was a fake plant. Was that here in 2020, or was that in 2019?
That makes me so happy, I can only assume it was 2019.
Okay. Miles, what do you think?
2020.
Ted, what do you think?
I'll say 2019.
That was a 2020 headline.
Yeah!
Alrighty here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It says, are we facing an epidemic? A shocking rise in cases sparks warnings of the virus's antibiotic resistance. Was that here in 2020 or was that back in 2019?
I'm going to say 2019 only because that seems so overtly obvious that it'd be 2020.
We can only have so many this year. I'm going 2019.
Ted?
2020.
All right. You two totally didn't take my bait on that one. Yes, it was actually a 2019.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that virus was?
That's what I was going to say. I know you're not talking COVID. I know this is
a setup.
All right, hang on.
This was big news. We loved the fact that this virus was coming around. It was scary. But
chicken
it was
wing virus.
Not the chicken wing virus. Do you guys remember? It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's super gonorrhea.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
How happy would you be? You don't have COVID. You have super gonorrhea.
Super gonorrhea. All right.
Supercalifragilistic. You have gonorrhea.
Here's my top 10 list. It says, have you taken on any new hobbies while stuck inside this year? We have a survey that has the top 10 hobbies that people picked up during the pandemic. So how about you guys, real quick, anything that might be on this list? What did you take up in 2020? New hobbies.
How about gaming?
Gaming, not a bad call. Strong. Miles, any guesses?
Left-handed day, where I do everything left-handed.
Right, the Stranger Day. Mr. Hill.
Stranger
Days ahead.
Photography.
Photography. All right, so here are the top 10 hobbies that we picked up during while stuck inside. Number 10, sewing or knitting.
Oof.
Also says that yoga, riding bikes, and learning an instrument also made the top 20, as your honorable mentions. Okay. Number 9, as far as hobbies that we learned while stuck inside, hiking.
We learned how to walk.
How do you hike?
Congratulations, hobby.
Right, right.
So, yeah, hobbies that we picked up. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Well, I guess people that weren't going before now are like, oh, I can go hiking. That's open.
Exactly. I just like the wording on this. These are hobbies that we picked up while stuck inside hiking.
Yeah.
One that we can
hike my ass into the kitchen.
Yeah, I got stairs.
Number 8, creating personalized cards. You know what? Not a bad call, because honestly, it means a little bit more when you sit down and you write out the card, even when you make the card. Yeah. And honestly, people kind of reconnected during this bad year here.
They did. We had time to write letters.
We did. We didn't, but we did. These are the top 10 hobbies that we picked up while stuck inside this year. Number 7, painting or drawing.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can or you'd like to learn.
Well, don't you guys remember there was like a huge surge in like the joy of painting with Bob Ross after everybody got locked down and that was all over Netflix.
Happy clouds.
Number 6, just as you mentioned, that meditation.
Okay.
There was a lot of high stress people that had to figure out how to mellow it out and just kind of calm down during this thing here. These are the top hobbies that we picked up while we were stuck inside this year. Number 5, playing board games.
Yeah, definitely.
Just not Monopoly.
Board games.
Yeah.
B-O-R-E-D.
Right. Number 4, doing things with old photos.
Hey, like propping someone else's head on there.
Like framing or organizing them into albums.
I thought you meant that 68 Playboy. I'm like, well.
Look, it's all bare now.
What in the hell?
Photoshop.
These are the top hobbies that we picked up while stuck inside this year. Number 3, Ted, you nailed it. Video games.
For sure.
I rekindled the love for video games.
But is that a hobby or is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Because you know what? I enjoy going home and sitting down and grabbing. That's right. It is a hobby. Even though it's something fun to do, it's a hobby. Number 2, reading. Anybody actually pick up a book during the lockdown this year?
I have not.
I've been too busy reading the news.
Yeah, that is the truth. Right?
Just trying to keep up with current events.
The thing is, I like to read. I try to crush 3, 4, 5 books a year if I can. This year, even with more time, I have felt less compelled. Because like you said, your attention is elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And this is the number 1 hobby that we have picked up while stuck inside this year. Drum roll!
Oh, that was a terrible drum roll.
Everybody talked about it. Here.
I'm not done yet, Mike.
Okay, hang on. Drum solo, you still going?
Damn it!
Cooking or baking? 63% of people taking a new hobby said that.
Thank you.
There it is. Beautiful. All right, I'll have some more headlines for you guys 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time. Time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Plus tequila.
And the men's room knows just who it is.
Ooh. 3 shots.
Hey.
So to you, we say bottoms up, sailor.
Moss tequila.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is. And as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And bear with me today, all right? So we got a few people to toast here. And, first, shout out to the Marine Corps. Yes, happy 245th birthday. I swear to God, you guys don't look a day over 30. We had every intention of taking you out for drinks today. And that includes all 182,000 active duty members and the 38,500 reservists. Mike had it all set up, man. We got the reservation at that place. We said we'd take you. But like so many birthday plans this year, COVID ruined it. Maybe next year, guys.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Mike was on this. He said, man, I need a reservation for just about 240,000. We were accommodated. Red Robin was ready to roll. But we had to cancel, man. That beer tower. Oh, man, it was going to be a great time. But happy birthday to the Marine Corps. And based on an email we got from Mr. Matthew McDonough, SFMF, you know what that means. Now, a lot of people, I found that very funny this morning. A lot of people are involved in this production, right? You've had the misfortune of listening to our 4 stupid voices throughout most of the show, but you're all these different people. So this is not everyone involved. But I just want to give you a quick idea of how many people are involved in this thing. And by the way, if you are working with us, and I don't mention your name, it is personal. I just don't appreciate your contribution. But now we've had the bands. We had Almost Human, right, who, honest to God, they redo Kiss better than anyone I've heard, but they went ahead and picked Hard Luck Woman. I'm sure Joe Dredd did that just to piss me and Miles off. We have Kathy Moore featuring R.L. Hire. Great harmonies. And you guys didn't know this, Kathy. This is the honest God truth. When you did Space Oddity, it gave Ted the opportunity to poop. apparently he had to go bad.
He did.
And he darted out of the... See, that's what you don't know. We got Jeff Rouse, the Gemini, and not just for today, but also for pulling me out of the drum set that I crashed through at the Crocodile. I remember he was the first guy to show up. I swear, I'm like looking at my own feet and I see Jeff's face. He's like, you all right? I'm like, I think so. I just can't get up. We have Hellbot, which, by the way, might be the coolest Hell's Bells cover that I've heard. I mean that honestly.
Great job.
Man, that was insanely cool. We have Intisar. I hope I said the name right. We have Wyatt Only and the Wreckage. We have Epic Queen. We got my brother Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done. My other brother Kyle Court. Don't you know that is out there? He's the only person that understands that. And then there's a bunch of people that work behind the scenes, all right? So these are the bands you hear, but behind the scenes. We have a guy named Doug Russell with Key Code Media. Aside from having outstanding taste in shirts and all the cables and electrical tape he's brought with him, he's been doing this for us for 6 years. We have our man Taz out there somewhere, apparently loves cats. We got Malcolm. Malcolm's in San Diego, and he has a big, big voice. We have Creepy, Creepy, Creepy Kyle and all the advocates, but Creepy Kyle's the one sweating his ass off on the bike. Dan Kelly in New York City. We have Gregor from The End, who's probably solving a Rubik's Cube. We have John Fisher from The Sound. Hey, John, Merry Christmas. We have Emily Raines, who said she thinks I'm one of the nicest people because she's a damn liar, but it's all that Chick-fil-A she's eating. It's confused right, her judgment.
She got the record this year.
Right? One of the coolest people I've ever met. She helps us out. That would be our girl Brie from Hot 103.7. If you think you're cooler than her, you're wrong. I'm just letting you know.
She can drink you into the table.
And it's not an opinion. That's a fact. We got John W., who is many different people. He's the first person I've heard that would basically gave me the idea of Morgan Freeman talking about rock music. That was a mind F. We have the Very Mighty and the Awesome Barbershop Quartet, also known as the New Originals. Not the New Originals I'm in, but the New Originals that requires talent. That's why they're the Barbershop Quartet. The Foley Artist. The other guy's doing all the sound effects.
Thank you so much.
All right, don't get cocky. I'm just giving you a shout out. We got Phil Van Loo, whose goatee we get to appreciate every day. We have Kevin Deers from Metal Shop. I don't even know what the hell he's doing here, but my man has looked busy. He's looked busier than me. We have Taryn Daly and her goats. Special shout out to the goats for no reason. We have Chaz, not Craig Marini.
Yeah, Chaz, thank you for your help, man. Appreciate it.
Poor Chaz was fielding phone calls, and we said, listen, man, just know the best phone calls we get are the ones on the air. So you're like the liver. You filter out the bad stuff. Obviously, we got Ryan Castle, who I'm very sure is not partying with the bands. We have our man VD, Jason Dildine, for the tireless effort that went into this. You truly have no idea. And, of course, the man who insisted on creating this frickin' nightmare, the Sauce Man himself.
Yes.
These are just some of the people, man. But just understand, we recognize that you were there. We appreciate the efforts that you were putting in. Because in the end, everyone puts in all this hard work. Except us. We just show up and do what we do every day. Mm-hmm. We do our show. They're scrambling around. They're fixing technical problems. And we're just, we do what we always do, which is drink, which oddly enough, it's time for us to do.
We also want to thank the Sauce Man for letting us sneak into his office and smoke cigarettes during the commercial breaks. Yeah. That's awful.
And Sauce Man, don't use the one coffee mug. Yeah. I won't say whose penis was in it, but one of ours. And it was the black guy on the show.
That is not sweet and low on your desk.
It's remnants of cocaine. We thought we had it cleaned up. We did the best we could. And still, the day is coming up where he's going to eat a Big Mac. But listen, everyone listening, everyone that's helped out, man, thank you so, 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 so very much. I'm done talking. Let's drink. So we pour this, but Norway, what the hell did this shot glass come from?
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay.
That's all we had.
Dude. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola.
Bichola.
Take it.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thorhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Yes, we just crap every day. You know goddamn well I can. But it's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the Men's Room. Travis, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Hola! Travis, we're doing well. Travis, you understand how this here game is played?
I do indeed.
Fantastic. Then you already have a choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm all about the drugs, man.
Okay, we can't tell. We'll take drugs, Travis, for 100.
Drugs, it is. All right, here is your story. The man was strapped onto a gurney and restrained, yet he was still singing, making faces and twitching. Do you know where you are? That's what a paramedic asked him, but Freddie Sharp can't answer. He was, he explained later, off in his own world after overdosing on a drug. He said he was hallucinating about being in a mental hospital and being possessed by Jason Voorhees, a character from Friday the 13th. Quote, I just felt all kinds of crazy. He says he hasn't used the drug in months. He says it felt so evil. It felt like the darkest, evilest thing imaginable. Apparently, it took 5 to 6 grown men to restrain this particular guy, and he said himself he just got paranoid. But he said his overdose was a turning point, describing it as fear. Said it felt like impending doom was coming down on me. I felt like I was about to bust loose and actually hurt someone. He recalled trying to calm himself down unsuccessfully. Says, I felt like I just lost any control, that anything could happen. The experience, he said, was the worst of his life, and coming off the drug was difficult. Besides the withdrawal, he says, whenever it comes out of you, you can smell it in your hair. It's so nasty. And he described the smell as unclean, nasty, unkempt, chemical-type smell. Or my son after 3 days without a bath. Asked what he would say to others, he said, quote, the only thing I can say to them is that if you value your life, you'll stop doing it and you won't do it anymore. Now, the question is, what drug is he giving his testimony about? Is it PCP, bath salts, ketamine, or steroids? So PCP, bath salts, ketamine, or steroids?
Okay. I'm going to rule out steroids just because I don't think that's going to be it. Ketamine is a weird one. Bath salts, never done. What was the fourth choice?
PCP.
PCP, okay. That one definitely would take a few people to strap you down. I don't know how many people are still that chatty, though, on PCP.
They get chatty.
I'm going to go, Travis, I'm going to go bath salts. For whatever reason, I'm just thinking that as many weird stories I've heard, I'm going to take it to that limit. Because even though he overdosed, he was still singing on a gurney.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
means his body was yeah, still moving. So I think the guy's on bath salts, Ted.
I think he made a poor choice and mixed in alcohol with his ketamine.
Okay. Ooh. Ted, you're going ketamine. Travis, you got a final answer for us.
Ketamine is a weird one. I think I might do the ketamine as well.
All right.
All right.
Ted and Travis doing ketamine. I'm doing bath salts. We are going to find out what this guy was on. Was it PCP, bath salts, ketamines, or steroids next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.